Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Jamie. And Emily.
Hello.
And we are back with episode 15 of The Owl House, Understanding Willow. That's probably quite a self-explanatory title, so let's get into it. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
Oh, it's doing the audio.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to pause it. I'm going to click back. Wait, 10 seconds. Has it paused for you guys?
Yep.
Yep.
We're going to start again. So 10 seconds, starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
Those fire nails would look very impractical. Mm.
Yes.
Just long nails in general tend to be very impractical.
Mm-hmm.
I wore some for a wedding recently, back in December, and they were alright, but after a while, you're like, yeah, they do get very annoying.
Oh no.
Well, that's your teachers.
Mm-hmm. Different world, different priorities. You tickle all the lockers to get your books out.
Yeah, I really don't like that girl with the pink hair.
No.
Yeah, she's like the...
She's the person you think Amity is.
Yeah.
When you first meet Amity.
Mm. That's...
Brain boy. Quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you can extract memories to see them, but you can also
break you can mess
them.
It up.
I love that bell, it's just funny. Lose why? I really wonder what happened between those two. Oh, no.
This has gone well.
I like how the one unavailable one is the one who got coaxed into becoming an author.
Yeah.
That lizard guy.
Oh, is that because the... That's terrifying.
Yep. It's going well.
That's pretty good. It was kind of your mistake, Amanu.
A little bit.
Might.
So it's kind of like the season finale of season 1 of Gravity Falls.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, it is.
Ah, these two. Roller coaster.
It's a very good visual pun. It's literally an interrogation rather than an interview. Mm-hmm. Yes, everything. Everything is burning.
So I wonder if she's secretly angry at whatever happened.
Maybe.
I was going to go in there anyway.
Wow.
We are not saying much because this is a good episode.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Oh, I'm getting a little teary. That's sweet. Yeah. He's like, I regret it.
Oh dear. Well, there we go. That was episode 15.
I really liked that. That was really sweet.
Yeah. Again, the stuff that I do with Amity's character is...
It's refreshing.
It's a very refreshing change.
Yeah.
Not a lot of shows have that kind of character. It's always just the pure antagonist.
Mm-hmm. It's like, if we'd had a season 3 of Gravity Falls, we may have got there with Pacifica. But that's still on the future for you guys, because her character does become more than just being one note like it is in the first season.
I know what you're on about, yeah.
Yeah, and to be fair, that's the same with a lot of the characters in Gravity Falls. Season 2 does round them a bit more, make them less one note. But here they just get straight into it being like, she's kind of a little bit of a jerk, but well, maybe she's not quite as much of a jerk. Actually, no, she's not. She's just also very stressed and needs to be perfect. And, her siblings are also perfect, but also troublemakers. And actually, maybe it's more her parent. And it just keeps, through each episode, because like, this one's like largely about, you know, Willow as well, but it's also her relationship with Willow. And we get more about Amity through this as well, and her parents, who even sound kind of familiar to Pacifica's parents, actually.
They remind me a lot as well of Weiss's parents from Ruby, like very much so, especially her dad.
Well, yes, Weiss's dad, absolutely.
Although, it's funny enough, like, Weiss's mum is also called Willow, so it's actually quite interesting.
Yes, I was going to say, she isn't she? Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, cool episode. We're getting more of Amity and Luz together, and starting to combine all these friendships. And yeah, similar kind of exploration of the past to what we had with Gravity Falls and Grunkle Stan, but obviously the stakes there were kind of higher. Obviously, losing your entire memories and personality is pretty big. Maybe it is higher there than losing the Shack. I don't know. It depends on your perspective, I suppose. Fun B plot with Ida and King and Gus as well, so always fun. But yeah, okay, there we go. Any other thoughts from either of you?
No, I can't think of anything.
Perfect. Then we will leave this one here. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are uploads here on my behind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.